not a relationship problem.
Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is Free Therapy.
Hey, Haley.
Hey, how's it going?
As good as can be expected, right?
I know.
Yeah. Hey, can you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want, the governor to call me out or anything. So let me just say first, to okay. kind of clear myself, I have been staying at home, we're supposed to. There's only been one exception.
Okay.
So basically, I haven't seen my boyfriend in 2 weeks. He's quarantined at his apartment by himself, and he's refusing to come near me or even, let me into his place, right?
Okay.
And so I found out the other night when I was trying to deliver his favorite meal to him.
Uh-huh.
I went over for that. I wore a mask and everything. I was super safe.
Sure.
And he told me I couldn't come in. And so, I just, threw the window. I threw all the food. I just threw it at the door, because.
Oh, wow.
He screamed at me through the window, don't come in. And I was fine, just take it.
You were mad. Got it. He was in the moment. Well, in the moment.
I get it. You're trying to be nice. Bring him some food. Sure.
Yeah. And okay. I'm not it's not my proudest moment. I get that, it could be kind of ridiculous, but I went through all of this. I don't get why he wouldn't let me in, and now he's calling me a drama queen and everything, but I'm starting to wonder now if it's because he was not alone,
You think he's quarantine cheating? I just made up a new term, didn't I? I think I just made that up.
Okay. He might have. I don't know. His text patterns have been really off and everything, and I hardly hear from him, and I don't know, it's stressing me out. I'm everybody has their phone during quarantine, right?
Sure.
Is your phone quarantining too? I don't know. So basically what happened was I went back over there around midnight a day later,
uh-huh.
and he wouldn't even come to his door. He wouldn't even come there. And
it was midnight? Is it possible? Is he a heavy sleeper? Maybe he just didn't hear you.
No. I know he heard me. I know he heard me.
Oh.
I know he heard me, first of all. And, I'm just wondering if it was because he wasn't home or something.
Oh, that he didn't answer the door or anything?
Uh-huh.
So you're all he's taking quarantining to the next level. To the point where
it feels like he's ghosting you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's a random hookup. This is my boyfriend. So I'm getting a little suspicious. I don't know.
I gotcha. I'm feeling what you're throwing out there. And to be honest, if someone was iffy in a relationship, this whole quarantine situation is the perfect excuse to pump the brakes and back away and be like, no. It's not you. It's quarantine.
Here's what I would say, and we're getting a lot of text messages anyways of listeners that are chiming in. So, you can hang out and hear what they have to say, too. But I say that if similar to a long distance relationship.
Right.
You
should be communicating more now more than ever.
Exactly. And if that's not the case, then that may be a red flag.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do then.
I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear, but that's my gut.
All right.
That's my gut instinct too.
Like I said, Haley, there's a bunch of people that are texting in. So, maybe at least there can be some comfort in knowing that you got a group of people behind you in whatever decision you make here. All right.
Yeah. It sucks.
Well, be safe. Okay.
Yes. Stay Thanks, quarantined guys. And stop going over to his house at midnight.
Okay.
Got a text message from Victoria. # free therapy. She's a stage 5 clinger.
I was wondering, is anybody else picking up any of them? I'll find you.
I will find you.
A little bit. I mean, a little.
All right.
Hey, a little.
Listen, she's emotional. This is all in a very emotional time right now.
A couple things, and maybe she needs to hear it out loud. A couple things that stood out when she's talking about throwing the food at the door. That's a little extra, and then showing up at midnight? banging on the door.
Well, you know, he's guaranteed. He should be there, right?
You are correct.
He should be there.
You are correct. I feel as though he might be sending a message she's not willing to hear right now.
All right. 502-571-9970. It's free therapy. Katie, bless her lonely heart, but time to keep it moving and on to the next.
Okay. She said, well, pumpkin, breathe. And stop freaking out being a level 5 stalker. Watch, he's just not that into you.
Right.
And then report back.
Exactly. Monica, going over at midnight. Quarren crazy.
Yeah.
Plus, he's sending the message he must be moving on. Let it go.
I feel like that's the case.
Yeah,
like maybe he's sending out some vibes, like a little message that she's not picking up on.
I know quarantining can be tough.
It can.
And
it can make you crazy.
Right. If you're relying on video chats and you're relying on texting and phone calls rather than human to human contact.
It can also bring you closer, though. Like if you are forced to just communicate on like video calls or on the phone, and you could be having much deeper conversations than maybe you normally would have. But let's just not show up at midnight banging on the door and throwing food at the door. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not do that.
All right. So I don't know.
Did we fix it?
I don't know if we fixed it. I think we just maybe shone a light that she maybe was missing.
Yes.
On it.
Maybe. Yes. Okay.
If you want to continue, it's up on the socials at Ben and Kelly Show. You can comment. You can select whether you think he's Quarren cheating or not.
Or if she's a little Quarren crazy.
Or if she's Quarren crazy.
There could be that.
Yeah, there you go. At Ben and Kelly Show.